talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
I'd prefer not to.
That's why you don't want to. It's uncomfortable. It's discomforting. Sex edition. This is, to be fair, before the whole world, and that's the 12 people that listen, are in outrage, we're going to share this. People are going to go, two white straight men talking about sex. Well, I did try to get people that weren't white straight men to be on this, but we record at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday. People with knowledge have jobs, so they couldn't make it. I tried to get ladies. I tried to get just ladies because I don't know. I don't think a gay man and two white straight men need to be on it because it's still weird. I wanted a woman's perspective, but at the same time, I think it would become more of a discussion and not uncomfortableness if we had other people. This is not about open-mindedness. This is about uncomfortableness, and that's where that comes from.
Yeah, the things that are not logical.
Right, and the fact that you and I aren't like studs. This helps a lot.
Yeah, I'm just finding out now that you don't consider me a stud, so I'm taking that a little personally.
But I've talked to you about every other show we've ever done, and you've never once thrown out the stud card. The fact that in one of your jokes you say you don't know the sex moves tells me you don't know the sex moves.
If I could be 100% honest, I know the sex moves.
I don't think so.
I'm not comfortable trying them, but... I've watched my fair share of pornography.
You watched? Okay, I've watched Major League Baseball. I can't hit a fucking 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know
of the moves.
I know what the moves in MMA are. I don't do them.
Yeah, so you know them, but you don't know them.
Yeah, I could label them. I could tell you. I could describe them. I wouldn't even try.
Yeah, I don't know. I am very... I mean, I have two children. I've had sex a bunch, but no one's been mad. No one's ever been like, boo. I've never been booed. I've had that time. I fell asleep during a blowjob once.
Whoa.
Yep. And that lady went on to be a professional escort.
Damn. So she must have stepped up her game.
She got inspired, I would assume.
Yeah.
To be fair, I was drinking then, and alcohol did help me fall asleep. But still, we've all been drunk and had things done to us and never gone to sleep.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just making this clear because this person went on Twitter and said the comedians are bad in bed, and she's only had one good person in bed, and it wasn't me. Didn't name me. Didn't say not me, but didn't name me. And I want to say out loud, even though I'm not gonna say the name. I fell asleep during a blowjob.
So yeah,
maybe
that's
it's you.
That's impressive because I don't think my anxiety level during any kind of sexual activity would allow me to fall asleep. I'm always on edge.
I'm usually relaxed when it comes to that kind of fun times, but it was not in the cards, I guess. But we'll get right into it. All right. You are, and this will make, what I like about this is me asking you questions now is going to make you uncomfortable. Not even just the questions, me asking you. This is going to become almost like I'm a doctor and you're going to donate blood. Because
yeah.
Like, I'm going to say, Stash, as a male, are you sexually active at the moment?
The answer is yes.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, you hear the clapping. Stash has the sex. Sexually active. Now, are you comfortable in your sex moves with your partner?
I'm not comfortable with anything having to do with sex.
You're not at the point now where you're like, when it's starting, you're not like flubbing around. You know what she'll allow and what you can do and what you like, and she has an idea?
Yeah, I know the rules we're playing with.
You guys got rules?
Well, you know, yeah. There's certain positions that your partner doesn't like and things like that.
Those are rules? What kind of things do people not like?
I mean, I don't want to get
the old upside down? Like the old cartwheel Jones? I don't know the moves.
Like for
there's like four moves.
For me personally, I have a ban on doggy style. Yeah, I'm not into it. It's
I used to be that way. I was a believer. I said that.
Yeah.
People would give me shit, and then I realized it was because I was usually drunk and I didn't have balance. But now that I'm sober and I'm in shape, when I was heavy, my legs would cramp, my back would hurt. I didn't like any of that from the doggy. I don't like doggy. I'm uncomfortable when I have anything that makes me do a balancing act
yeah.
or moves like or have to do any kind of math. Like if I need to do angles, so if I'm in bed and then the person wants to be on all fours, but they want me to kneel on the bed, no, thank you. You.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Up on the bed, and I will stand outside the bed. And now I've been running over 3 miles a day. I do the 30-minute workout, Planet Fitness. My legs are good. My cardio is great, and now I can go from behind all day.
Yeah, it's not that makes me uncomfortable about doggy style. I get self-conscious because I'm a plus-size gentleman.
So you're uncomfortable from behind a fat fuck, but you're fine being on top of a human being and making her feel like the Wizard of Oz witch and you're the house?
First off, I'm not fine with anything. But the thing the thing that makes me self-conscious with doggy style is that as a plus-size gentleman, my belly kind of rests on whoever I'm having sex with ass, and that makes me very, very self-conscious. And I feel like... like we were talking the other day, or the last episode about whether you have enough, like girls with big asses, whether you have enough dick to make it past all the meat.
By the way, that become a thing that people like. They like to hear about the penis getting past the beef.
Yeah, my belly actually prevents me from going all the way in on a doggy style.
It prevents you.
Yes.
You can't get in.
I can, but I can't get all the way in.
I'm having weird. For some reason, they're not hearing me. I think this thing off. Is this a little better here? There we are. I'm going to have to yell a little more, but that's fine. How deep are you looking to go?
All the way. I want to get my whole penis inside because I don't have a ton of penis to work with in the first place, so I want to get the whole thing in there.
Okay, and now, but since we're in uncomfortability, and vulnerability helps uncomfortability, I believe, so I am. I am uncomfortable when women think... a penis, women always say that men think all vaginas work the same, and there's a whole joke like every vagina is different. Well, all penises are different too.
Yeah.
Some people like the whole thing worked. Some people want a ball tug. Some people want a taint touched. I am most sensitive on the head. That's where I'm sensitive. I like it there. If someone's giving me old hand magoo or something like that, I don't want it on the shaft. You don't. Got to fuck with my shaft. I don't need you there. But they want to tug and pull. So all I'm saying to you is just tell them, baby, I don't need to go deep because all the fun's on the top. What do you need? A tree trunk? Just give me the fist.
Yeah, that's...
Sell it that way.
That certainly is something. I would like to, like, make an arrangement where I'm just like...
I think it's legal now, the arrangement.
Where I'm just like, here's how we can have sex. You send me a video or a picture of you naked, and then I'll jerk off by myself.
What does she get out of that? Satisfaction that you're not out there?
I don't know.
Keeping somebody off the streets?
It's not a perfect plan. I'm just saying it'd be the ideal situation for me.
I don't think that's good at all. I'm uncomfortable. The first time I've ever had sex with anybody, I am uncomfortable no matter what. Super nervous. And I'm older now. Now, my uncomfortability for a while, drinking, and when I wasn't in a relationship, if I was, you know, not having sex for a while and then meeting up with somebody and having sex, the parts wouldn't always work.
Yeah.
And I thought it was because I was older and had ED, and then I realized I was just out of shape and drinking.
Yep.
And when I quit drinking, I still thought when I first started dating someone that I had ED, but then I realized I was just out of practice because once we attempted a couple times, and then I was like, oh, wow, this works. I was just riding the bike. You know, they say it's just like riding a bike, but people say it was just like riding a bike, forget to say that they fell off the bike a couple times when they started again. You still got to fall off the bike. You don't just go right away. Riding a bike's falling. And I would get up on the bike and then fuck the shit out of the bike. Is that the analogy you were going for here?
Yeah, you just gotta convince your brain to get over the fact that you're gonna fall a couple times. But that's a hard thing to get over.
I was in bad shape. When you're physically in bad shape, nothing works right.
It's true.
Your dick is tired too, and it's fat. It's gross. And inside your body, with the blood's supposed to be flowing to the penis to get it to work. If you're a fat fuck, your blood's having trouble getting through there.
Well, your blood's spread too thin. It's all over the place.
It's all thin all over the place. And it's also trying to get... It's hanging out in your kanks. It's all in the cankles, in the neck, in the cheeks, so you don't have extra blood to give out. You know, just because you're fatter, you don't get more blood. I don't think. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you if that's true or not, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I don't think you get more blood. I don't think that's the thing. But you never know. My levels are all fucking weird. You're like yelling, but I feel like I'm yelling. And then sometimes, I don't know. I don't understand things, but whatever. I was worried this week. Every week when we do this podcast and we ask the Facebook folks to help us out, there's usually a lot of gold in there, and it helps the podcast flow, and it's made our show great. Like last week with Andrew, I thought that was one of our funniest episodes. I really enjoyed it. I thought Andrew was great. The comments were really good. But I knew this week by saying this, by asking people, making them comfortable about sex, that we were going to get a lot of stupid shit. A
lot of hack.
So I think a lot of the uncomfortability is going to come from us reading these things. But I also think that we're going to realize that people are so uncomfortable about sex, they can't even answer this properly. People were uncomfortable with things about amusement parks, but they weren't. Didn't have to make hack jokes because they weren't worried about what people thought. I wasn't even thinking about how people are going to be like, I can't talk about that. Like, I know for a fact, every week my girlfriend comments on this. There is no comment from my girlfriend on this
week. Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't going to do that. She was not going to comment this week because she didn't want to give out the secrets. Because then people would be like, oh, is that what Pat does? Is Pat the one making her uncomfortable? So I understood that. It's going to make people uncomfortable. But I think that's the thing. Are you as uncomfortable now with sex, and be honest,
yeah,
than you were the first time, like when you were in high school? When's the first time you had sex, age-wise? Were you high school? Were you college? Were you?
The first time I went through with it, I was 23.
First of all, I think that's the problem with you and sex. I said when I had sex, and you said the first time I went through it. Went through it,
no.
Sexual.
Went through with it, because there was a bunch of false starts where I chickened out. And
you chickened out of sex?
Yeah, plenty of times.
What does that mean?
Like, my old move, because I would get so nervous.
I love that it's all moves.
Yeah, so I would hook up with a girl back in the day, and then, like, during the foreplay, I would just go to town by going down on her, and then I would just...
So wait, you were uncomfortable with having sex.
Yeah.
You had no problem, no qualms putting your tongue in the old downtown.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Because most younger people, that's a thing they do after.
Is it really?
You don't really go for the oral. You go for the touch.
No, that's way easier for me. You don't have to take your clothes off. You're just
fully dressed eating someone out.
Oh yeah.
Ugh, you're like a gross businessman.
I would do it in a suit. I would do it in a suit and tie if I could.
Really?
But yeah. So that's what I would do. I would go down on a girl and just do it for like so long, and then be like, "Hey, are you good? Did you did you finish? Because I'm kind of exhausted."
Are you good? Give me a thumbs up if you're good.
Yeah.
First of all, I think comedians are good at that because we talk a lot, so therefore our tongues are strong. And we have to perform. We like that stuff. But I've always known if I was good, if she was good. I've never done that and never – I've always heard the success.
Yeah.
You didn't hear the success? You didn't know she was good?
I mean
– Was she reading?
You never know. Like growing up in my generation, we had all these movies and TV shows that told us about.
I'm a little older than you.
Yeah, that told us about faking it. So that was in my head the whole time. Like, yeah. I don't know if she's faking it or not.
Oh, that wasn't. You didn't ask, are you faking it? Because she could also fake the answer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just needed some kind of positive confirmation, dude.
I'm very uncomfortable. You brought it up during that wonderful share. I'm uncomfortable when one person's nude and the other person isn't.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't like that. Especially if I'm the one that's nude.
There's a cool porn category about it called clothed male, naked female.
Yeah, well, it's also the other way, too.
Yeah? I never saw that one. My fantasies all involved the clothed male.
No, most of the ones I've seen, clothed female, naked male. It's the ones I've seen.
Oh yeah, there are a ton of those. Yeah, that's right.
Because like you know, they're usually he's like he came to the wrong yoga class or something, and they're all wearing that weird '80s jazzercise clothes that only porn stars can find now, and then they're wearing that, and they're like, And they're like, you know, they're getting fucked and stuff, but there's a hole in there. There's always a hole in the old spandex. A hole happens a lot. But I'm uncomfortable with that. I think everyone should be nude together or somewhat nude together. Clothing should come off at the same time. Because it always seems like one's too fired up, and the other one's like, I want to be able to get out of here. I need all the clothes off, everybody. I'm uncomfortable when people introduce something new. When they're like, I was dating a girl a couple years ago, and she was very sexual. She was a very sexual person. Very sexual people are attracted to me. And I think it's because when most people that meet me, they meet me via me being on stage.
Yeah.
And I'm loud, and I'm, I guess, alpha in a way when I'm on stage and demonstrative. So they think I'm going to take charge, but that's not who I am when it's not on stage.
Yeah.
So very sexual people are like, this person, they're going to take me. I'm like, oh, I will not. I will not take you anywhere. You have to take me.
Yeah, I really got to be led by the hand, one, because of, like, nerves and uncomfortability, but two, because, like, just the amount of issues that have come up over, like, consent and then what's positive consent and stuff like that. So I really need it spelt out by somebody for me to know that I'm not ruining their good time.
But be honest. Have you ever been... don't be honest if it's going to incriminate you, I guess. But have you ever been in a situation where you really did worry about consent?
No, I've never been in that. For that reason, I haven't, because I always make sure it's completely spelled out for me. Like, there's been situations in retrospect where I look back at it and, like, I blew an opportunity to have sex just because I was so, like, I don't know if she's... if she wants this, and then looking back at it, it's like, oh, yeah, they definitely wanted it. But because I always err on the side of caution.
I mean, people read things wrong. I know a comedian, and one female comedian asked this other comedian to come back to his house to smoke weed. Now, the female meant, hey, let's go back to my house and smoke weed.
Yeah.
The male comic thought, let's go and have the sex. So they went back. The female said, I'm going to get into something more comfortable. He thought it meant sexy time. She meant sweatpants because she was at her house and she was about to smoke weed.
Yeah.
So when she came back from the bedroom into the room, this comedian was butt-ass naked.
Oh.
And she's like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's a mad move. Don't do that. Wait and see what she means by more comfortable.
Well, she said, what the fuck are you doing? And he went, oh, wait, we're not going to have sex? And she's like, no, we're going to smoke weed. He goes, still cool if we smoke weed then? And she's like, yeah, just put on your pants. And then it was fine.
That's cool.
So he handled it fine. It's all good. I mean, obviously, she didn't keep it a secret. I know about it. But it's still good. But, I've never been in a situation like that. Most of my life, I'm pretty blunt as a person. And that's helped me in times and hurt me in times. I've seen people be uncomfortable around me because I will literally say, when I feel like the moment's happening, hey, are we going to have sex or just do other stuff?
Mm.
And I let them answer that. And then I've always been told what to do, and then we're fine doing it. That's the way for me. The first time I ever had sex, the girl was younger than me, but had sex before.
Yeah.
Not a lot, one other person. But she was, like, trying to be experimental, and I'm not really into that. And she wanted to do, like, food on us, like whipped cream and things like that.
Yeah.
But she had no whipped cream, and all she had was duck sauce from the Chinese food we got.
Oh.
Yep, and she put duck sauce on her tits and then on her
stomach. Wait, duck sauce? This actually sound appealing now that I think about it.
Because she put it on her tits, and she put it on her stomach leading downtown.
Yeah.
And I took one lick off her tits on her parents' couch, and I went, oh, duck sauce. Oh, take a shower. And it was gross. And I got ill. Because duck sauce is good on stuff, but it's not good on its own.
Yeah.
It's really not good on a tit. So she just had to, like, wash off, and then we were done having sex that day.
Nice. I am not the blunt, are you going to have sex or just do other stuff type of person. So what I've always done was during a hookup, during a makeout, I'll put my hand on a woman's stomach, and if she pushes it down, then I know we're going to do other stuff. If she doesn't, I'll just go home with blue balls and take care of it myself, but I can't make the first move.
Put the hand on the stomach, and you hope that they'll Ouija board it into their pussies?
That she'll take my hand and push it down, yeah.
You're hoping that the spirits move it to the right area?
Yep.
No, dude, that sounds awful.
But
Are you the one that like kind of touches over the boob and then hope and then makes them take the bra off?
No, I have no during a makeup. I have no issues going for going for a boob. I'll go for a boob all day
during the smooching.
Yeah, when we're when we're making time at Fuck Point or whatever, Blueberry Hill,
or Fuck Point. that's a hit or miss town.
Yeah.
What happens at Blueberry Hill? We fuck. What happens at Fuck Point? Blueberries, they're all in season.
There was a rock at my Bible camp that I called Fuck Rock because I saw kids having sex there one time.
Oh boy, I hope they were the same age as you.
Yeah, they were.
They weren't just kids getting fucked on a rock at a Bible camp.
Yeah, we were like 13.
Yeah, but you said Bible camp, so I just think about a child getting fucked by a priest on a rock. You're like, yep, fuck rock. Not that awful crime I saw.
No,
fuck rock.
We would have called it Molestation Point.
There's a point when it's molestation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all that. I'm uncomfortable when someone... No matter what, we're always going to take old experiences and try to turn them into new experiences. So if you deal with someone's boobs, let's say there's one person you're with and you're touching the nipples and you think like, oh, they'll like this nipple. I'll do Clockwise Jones or something like that, or I'll pinch them or tweak them or something like that. And it's because the last person you were with really liked that. And this other person's like, what the fuck are you doing? That hurts. And then that's when you get uncomfortable because you're like, oh, shit. Because you want to ask, I mean, listen, perfect world, you want to say, well, what do you want me to do? But it's like that takes the fun out of it for her and for yourself. When a girl says to me, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I don't know. Just do some sex stuff and I'll let you know if I like it.
But stay
away from my asshole.
I like getting some direction like that, though. Like if I'm grabbing a certain way and it's like, nope, not good. Do it like this. That'll actually relax me a little bit because it's like, oh, now I know one thing to do.
Yeah. But that's fine. But then for her, it becomes this weird, like, now she's not in the mood because now she's just dictating and coaching. I want her to be as relaxed as possible as well and not have to feel like she's got to, you know, because not everyone always knows what they want until they're having it done to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know things I don't want. Get the fuck away from my asshole. I don't care what you heard. There's no button for me in the taint area. Don't stop pushing it. I don't really, you know. Yeah, I'm not into like anything rough. When somebody's like, well, you know, I would like to gag. I'm like, or can you choke me? I'm like, no thanks. I'm not a spanker. I don't like when someone's like spank me. I'm like, I'll high five their butts. But after that, I'm like, I'm not going to hit you any harder than that. That's just not my thing, and I don't want to be hit. I don't want to hit you. I don't like sex in my violence. And my violence in my sex. It's not me.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. If somebody was like, spank me harder, I think that would help me calm down a little too because then...
You calm down by hitting folks?
Because it's like a little more animalistic and I feel like I could turn off my brain then.
But you're hitting folks.
Yeah.
They're nude.
Mm-hmm.
When I see someone nude, I don't want to hit them. I like it. I'm like, I'm not fighting. I like this. The last thing I want to do is hit someone nude.
Yeah, that's like the whole trick of me
moves
getting...
Moves and
getting,
trick should not be the terms you use.
The whole trick to get me to enjoy sex is like getting me to stop thinking about it. Like the whole thing...
Do you have better sex when you're high? Because of that? When your mind is high?
Yeah.
Now, how about when you used to drink?
Because
that's a different thing. Your mind can go weird when you're drinking.
That'd be a hit or miss. I would either lose my inhibitions or gain a million more inhibitions. You know, it's a gamble. It's like a crapshoot with drinking and sex.
I don't do anything anymore. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do anything. But I enjoy sex more now. But I'm also just like old.
Yeah.
So it's like I have to be in the mood, and I want to be in the mood, and I want to have fun, and I want to do that. But like sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'd rather just watch TV.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I wasted a lot of my good sex years because like before my current relationship, I'd been in like 3 or 4 relationships before. I probably had sex less than 100 times between all of them. So I feel like the time when I should have been having a lot of sex and enjoying it, I just wasn't, and I don't know, like, most of the time, also, I would rather watch whatever the next episode of the TV show we're watching together is.
Don't make you uncomfortable about sex? When someone says you want to watch a movie, and then they want to have the sex, but you say we're going to watch this movie. So
yeah.
I'm trying to watch the movie, and then people are smooching on me and grabbing me, and then getting upset when I'm like, hey, I thought we were watching this movie. Let's have the sex after the movie. And if you and they're like, well, what the fuck? I'm like, well, if you wanted that, you should have just said let's have sex and then watch a movie.
Yeah, sometimes that's a trick. The time I lost my virginity.
You get so excited. Sometimes you get duped and hornswoggled into it.
Yeah, the time I lost my virginity, I was with this girl, and she was like, have you ever seen this movie? It was some movie about like raves in the 90s and DJs and stuff. And like 10 minutes into it, I was like, this is the most boring movie I've ever seen. She's like, yeah, I was hoping that you would you would start fucking around with me. And I was like,
she spoke to you? Is she from Ansonia?
No, I don't. She was from.
I was hoping you fuck around with me. Why don't you fucking touch my cunt?
I think her exact words were, I was hoping we would mess around, but still is.
Hey, why don't you fuck around, little bitch?
She was
why
from.
Why don't you throw a fist in here?
She was from Seymour, so it was a very.
I want you to see more pussy. That's what I want you to do.
It was still a valley situation.
All right. You're uncomfortable. Let's get to the people.
All right.
What do the people say?
Bree Hilt says the thing that makes her uncomfortable during sex is...
Bree Hilt is actually the person I tried to get to come on.
Yeah.
I thought she'd be fantastic. She's really good. Her humor is about sex and things yeah. like that. She's now going through things, now being in a relationship and having a child and all that. She just couldn't get out of work. I'm going to have Bree on soon. I thought she would have been perfect, but I couldn't get her on.
Well, she's knocking it out of the park with her first comment, which is lights.
Yep. Fantastic. I thought that I saw that right away, and I'm like... Yes. What are you? Lights on, lights off.
Off. So off. I got made fun of by my current girlfriend because I insisted on turning the lights off before the first time we had sex.
Now,
because that's usually the girl
off,
thing.
Is it all lights or is it, I want the main lights off, but can the TV be on? Can there be some kind of light?
The TV is always on in my place, so yeah.
Do you have some kind of light at least? You can still see what you're doing. They yeah, can but... see what you're, what how your body is ruined.
Silhouettes and like...
Well, so wait, you're worried about your appearance?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you. I shouldn't. If I've almost called you a woman as an insult, and that's wrong. And that's in this day and age, we don't do that anymore. But be a woman. You're worried about how you're looking? She's going to let you put your dick in there. What?
Yeah,
it's
and
not going to change.
She's giving me something nice, so I should reward her by not making her see my
but
body.
She likes you, so therefore she's not seeing what you see.
Yeah.
You're in the best shape of the life I've known you in. I know when you were younger, but knowing it was that's a whole different sexy stash. Now you're in the best shape. You should be showing off the goods.
There's no goods. I have the bads.
It's better than what you had.
It is better than what I had.
Yeah.
But
do you
maybe
fuck with a shirt on? Be honest. Do you fuck like swimming? Are you a fat guy swimming? Do you fuck with a shirt on?
Sometimes I start with a shirt on, but I always
but
end
no
with
pants.
It off.
No, that's more comfortable looking. Shirt, no pants.
I like to go I would love to go Winnie the Pooh style for all sex.
No pants. Socks?
No, dude.
Socks.
I would take my socks off and leave my shirt on, ideally.
I can't. If I'm even naked for a second, not even sex, just in life, I'm naked for a second with socks on, I freak. I got to take the socks off.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a tank top. I feel like if you have sex with a tank top, like start wearing a tank top under my shirts, because... I mean, that's
under your shirts. So you're going to take all your Italian stuff.
So I take my shirt off, and then I just have a wife beater on. And I feel like that's an okay thing to do. It's better than wearing like a t-shirt.
I do appreciate the fact that in a show we're talking about sex and comfortability, you have no problem wearing an article of clothing called the wife beater.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm attempting to do.
But, I mean, I'm sleeping with some guy's wife. If he's not going to beat her, I might as well.
Yeah.
But, I know that women like the light off a lot. And I respect that. I don't. If when I'm in the mood, I don't care, because also with my schedule, the way
yeah.
my life is, a lot of times I'm off during the day.
Yep.
So I have sex during the day, and therefore, the lights don't matter. The lights off.
But I'm also coming. I'm also coming from a place where, like, when I get out of the shower, I come from a mindset where, like, when I'm getting out of the shower, I angle it so I don't have to see myself naked in the mirror. So I definitely.
You shouldn't have sex with anyone. You should just go to therapy. You can't come out of the shower.
I've been going to therapy my whole life. This is but it's pretty hard to get through some issues. It's
pretty hard. Heyo.
Yeah.
Dick puns.
That's the one area that I'm not uncomfortable in sex.
Boners?
My penis does not let me down. And I have a condition called delayed ejaculation, which I can't finish.
Have you self-diagnosed this or a doctor?
No, this is a real thing.
So a doctor watched you jizz?
No.
How
but
do they know?
You explain to them what problem you're having and they tell you.
That's like Google. You put it in there. You might not be putting it in there right. You've delayed. What does that mean?
It's called delayed ejaculation, meaning it takes you forever to come. So basically,
yeah, you got good stamina.
I've never been able to finish during sex, so sex ends when she's done.
You've never finished during sex?
No.
Have you ever finished during oral?
No. That's even less stimulation.
I've never finished during oral.
Yeah.
I finish during sex, and not to be too graphic, I make people uncomfortable because basically when I do,
yeah,
it's like when white people tried to stop the blacks from going to schools?
Yeah.
It's like that kind of hose power. It's too much.
Yeah. I'm
sending all of China out of it. That's not good.
The way my doctor explained it to me is
your dick stinks.
Yeah.
Because he's also from Seymour.
I was jerking off for 10 years before I ever actually had sex and got.
Now when you jerk off, do you come?
Got used to a certain level of sensation that a mouth or a vagina can't match, like a certain level of friction. Basically, I jerked off too hard my whole life.
You got so trained to the hand that the other thing. So do you like a hand job from a woman? Does that make you comfortable?
Yeah, that's
or uncomfortable?
Good. Yeah,
but you have to show them your way, right?
Yeah.
Now, because of that, I'm assuming you use some kind of. Are you an animal? Do you just spit on your own dick and jerk off at this point in your life?
I'm a dry jacker.
Dry, 100% dry.
Yep.
So, because of that, you must have very soft skin. And congratulations.
The softest.
Oh, that's nice. But like a snuggle bear. But because of that, and doing that, you have to tell her to do it dry because you like it dry.
Yeah.
Now, a woman probably thinks you need some kind of gels or lotions or spit or some kind of lube. So do you have to do they think you're odd when you're like, nah, just like an animal style. Just tug me.
Yeah, I use physical cues. I never have said words like that and probably wouldn't have the confidence to.
What's a physical cue? When she goes to grab lotion, you're like, you slap it out of her hand.
Just putting a hand over my dick and then miming it with my hand on top and going like this.
But you got to show her the way. To me, if someone's just tugging away. By the way, for people not here in the room, you and I are just doing jerk-off motions at each other.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, it's a very weird show. But by the way, we've only got. I thought we were gonna have to go to the questions earlier. We've done a lot of Dr. Ruth style. This is a big sex show.
That's all right. There's only a couple of good ones, so we could wrap up on shitting on all the bad ones.
Perfect. But I am someone that I avoid someone jerking me off because I know they're not gonna do it as well as I do it. And I don't need them for that. That's going to sound selfish, but I don't need them for that. I do like... The weird thing is, a lot of the porn I like to watch is when a female is jerking off a male, but also showing herself.
Yes.
So, she's sitting... It's hard to...
Like hand job Harry videos.
I don't know if this is a term.
Oh, yeah. Hand job Harry is a series of good hand job videos where the young naked gal... jerks off a man.
But I want
point of view.
I want point of view. You're right. I want point of view. This is good to know. I want point of view, but I want her naked, but I want her sitting facing so her legs are open, but she's jerking you off. It can kind of tease with putting it in. I like that. But I don't want a woman to do that to me because I don't, the woman I'm with, I want to do the things with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm different. What I like to watch in porn is not what I like in bed. And I think that's uncomfortable sometimes because a woman will be like, ask me what I like to watch, and I'll say that. And then she'll go, oh, you want that then? And I'm like, well, no. And she's like, what? Wait, what do you mean? I don't know.
I can't be a transgender, Pat. Yeah, sorry.
I can't be a boy. You could, but anyway, if you tried hard enough. But yeah, I think
I get that though, because I've watched like a lot of pegging videos and stuff like that.
Never watched any.
And that's something I would never allow another person to try on me. I don't think.
Never watched a peg. Never seen a peg.
It's pretty cool.
I don't like a peg. I don't like an edge. I don't like anything with a hard word.
Yeah, but sometimes you want fantasy to be fantasy. Like, it might be a thing that you would never try in a million years, but you can jerk off to it just because it's so out there, you know?
Nah. I understand that. That's why it's there. I can't. That's not me. But I think porn to me is kind of like comedy. I don't like to watch comedy like my comedy. Because I know my comedy.
Yep, yep.
I like to watch one-liner. I like to watch music comedy. I like to watch people, the comics that aren't like me. Like, I used to watch Whitney Cummings act, and that was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. Her special. My comedy's nothing like Whitney Cummings.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. But I don't watch people like me. Like, it's going to be weird now because I'm going to say who I think's like me, and people are going to go, fuck you, you think you're like. I'm just saying in the style I talk.
Yeah.
I've been told that the way I tell a joke is similar, I guess you'd say, Carlin, Burr, like that, where I try to put messages and things and explain things, but it's all ranting and yelling and a little bit absurd, like Greg Giraldo, stuff like that. I'm going far points. I enjoy those people's comic. I respect what they do, but they aren't my go-to to listen to. I'd rather listen to John Mulaney, who's nothing like me.
Yeah. I had it happen to me kind of in reverse, where like when I first started comedy, I was emulating the comedy that I liked, and learned pretty quickly that I don't have the personality for that. Like, I have a lighter, goofier personality. So I had to switch my style up to that, and it works a lot better for me.
Same way with me and sex. When I first started, I'd see porn and things, like, oh, I want to do it like this.
Yeah.
And I go, wait a minute, that is not what I like.
Yes.
I got to go different style.
I'm not as freaky as the stuff I like watching.
That's not my genre. That's not my deal. That's not my niche. I like it, but that's not my moves.
Yep.
I'm going to do other stuff, but I'm going to watch differently. But then again, I think there's times where I'm like, maybe I would like to ask someone to try that. I'm getting older, and I'm realizing that I can't be selfish. And I'm not a selfish sexual person. I do want to – I am Irish, so I have Irish guilt, so someone else has to complete or I'm not happy. I always go like, what's wrong? And sometimes – and it's weird because I'm not always complete. Nine times out of ten I do. But like, I'm always that way, like what's wrong, whatever, and I have to ask those questions. But I'm starting to realize that I want to learn more things. But I don't get too crazy, but I'm open.
Yeah. You
know, more open to suggestion at least. But when I'm with one person. Somebody, I couldn't, if I was not in a relationship right now and I was going to just hook up with someone and they tried to, like I was trying to say before and I forgot to get to the point, I was dating this one girl and she was very sexual and she said, you know, I like different things and she said, and she pulled out one day this thing that I only could describe as it looked like a lipstick tube, but it had a palm, like a tail. And I'm like, what's that? She goes, oh, this is a tail. I go, well, I don't want to be a pony. She goes, oh, no, it's not for you. I'm like, all right. She goes, it's for me. I'm like, I don't want to fuck a pony. She's like, well, not a pony. Why do you keep thinking it's a pony? I go, well, don't ponies have tails? What human do you know besides a couple of freaks with that weird spina bifida thing has a tail? And she's like, well,
yeah,
I like
spina bifida.
I'm probably wrong.
Great comedy term.
Yes, very fun. She goes, I like this in my ass while things are being done to me. I said, well, I don't. I don't want to have some kind of thing sticking out of you. I don't like that at all. She's like, well, you gotta be. It's about what I want. I said, well, no, that's not a thing. Like, if you said to me, hey, dude, try to do something myself, that's one thing. But you need to be an animal. I don't like this at all. I don't like it. And we broke up shortly after. I couldn't be able to hang. I'd never make that person happy, and that makes me uncomfortable. When somebody wants what I can't do, it will make me not be as happy about the relationship. Even if everything else is going well in the relationship, that will bother me because I will be like, I'll never satisfy them because they need this fucking weird thing because obviously something fucked up happened, which is wrong. I shouldn't always go to that part at the end, but I'm always, if someone likes something kinky and weird, I'm like, something happened. Something happened to them.
Yeah.
She wanted
either
to
that or they were very bored one time and just were throwing shit against the wall, see what sticks.
Yeah, but how do you find out you're a pony?
Yeah, that.
It's a weird find.
I didn't even know people were doing that.
They're doing it. They're buying it. They're selling it.
I mean, I know about furries. Maybe she was trying to slowly ease you into the furry lifestyle.
I also know that she has a... never mind. If I get into that, no one really listens. It doesn't matter. I know from someone else I hooked up with her that she also has an issue where she... there's a person in her life that doesn't know that it's her brother, and this guy keeps trying to fuck her, and she won't tell him. And I'm like, what? No, Pony's least of her worries. But
they're like long lost brother and sister.
Yeah,
or
something like that. I don't know, but it's weird. Not long lost. One of them knows. The other one's not. I don't know. It was a weird enough story to hear. It distracted me from the Pony thing for the moment. But I'm like, hey, didn't you make beef stew downstairs? I'll have the beef stew. And that wasn't a sex movie. That was a legitimate beef stew. What have we got? Read through all of them. We could just sit there and dismiss. It's fine.
Okay. Fred Divers says prison.
Has he been to prison? Fred, have you been to fucking prison? I know you've been to hack because I've seen your act. So if you're going to go on here and do it. By the way,
that's the lowest effort. He just wrote prison.
We have a couple of those where people didn't even try. Like, and we also had one person on there. And there's another person that comments on my Facebook a lot that gets angry. And says fucking stupid things. It's just like, why are you even commenting? But this one here, yeah, Fred, and there's going to be a couple others like that are just going to be so hacky. Like, we don't need your help.
Like, I knew when you posted this, somebody was going to make a prison reference. I thought they would have...
Dropping the soap.
Would have said, dropping the... Done something that was a phrase. He just wrote prison.
What makes you uncomfortable?
That's the laziest answer I've ever seen.
That, like, he's bothered with... He just doesn't like the setting. What makes you uncomfortable about sex? That was the question. Prison. I don't like that setting. I like having sex in prison. I just don't like the ambiance of prison. Is that what you're saying, Fred?
Yeah.
Because, Fred, imagine if you were good at... From now on, when they do this, I think, Stash, when someone writes that, I'm just going to put a link to my book.
That's smart.
Yeah. And then they go, why is that link there? It's because you need to know how to write a joke. You have no idea how to write a joke. I don't mind if you're going to write a joke, but fucking learn how to write one. That You're not telling a proper joke. We're sitting here shitting on it because we don't even know what you mean. You hack fuck. Okay, go ahead.
The Reverend Bob Levy says, the gun.
The gun. The gun would be, and once again, it's a joke, but I get the joke. Someone else, I think, commented, like, you know, the good play or something. I was like, well, I don't know. Someone was very proud of that. And Bob's a great man, and Bob's been doing comedy a long time. And it's open for Bob Levy. It's open for Artie Lang, and it's been on Howard Stern. Bob could do better than that. The gun? The gun. Someone told him, now who has the gun? The gun's making him, now him holding the gun? Someone holding the gun on him?
I don't know. A better picture needs to be painted.
That's the thing, because there's many things you could do with the awkwardness. If I'm holding a gun on.
Is someone fucking his ass with a gun?
Maybe they could.
Because that sounds uncomfortable.
Usually you see that in the TV shows with the mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ask. If someone fucked my ass with a gun, I'd be mad I was getting ass fucked, but I'd be more concerned about the gun going off.
Yeah. Yeah, there's really a lot to worry about in that situation.
Now, I know you're not a lube guy, but I think you'd want something on the gun.
Oh yeah, if I was gonna get fucked in the ass by something, I'd be pro lube all the way, dude.
I don't want them to spit on the gun. Like, that's that. No, thank you. No, thank you. You're gonna fuck me in the ass with a gun. You better bring some jelly.
No, get some cocoa butter lotion or something on there.
Something. Bring some Vaseline to the mix. Go ahead.
Pat Areola says, "So only missionary, Pat? Really, bro?" So I guess he likes boring sex, too, is what I gather from that.
I thought that, but he's also someone who's listened to a lot of my podcast, Pat Oates Is Sad. Mm-hmm. For a long time, I talked about missionary sex, and that's all I liked, like you're saying.
Yeah.
So he might be doing a quote, because in quotes, saying about me. But then again, he said bro, and his name's Pat, and Pat likes the gay sex.
Yeah.
So bro is in there. But that was
missionary gay sex.
To me, that's exciting. That's the opposite of doggy.
Yeah.
Because to me... When I think of gay sex, I think doggy style.
The thing I like about missionary gay sex is...
what do you like about it, Stash?
Is when the guy on the bottom, the one taking it...
The power bomb?
Has an anal orgasm, and it makes it shoot up at his face. That's always fun.
Wait, you've watched?
Yeah.
I've never seen gay sex.
No, I watch every kind of porn.
Every kind?
Yeah. Some of it...
Not every kind.
I have,
not
yeah.
Not the illegal...
No. Every kind of...
let's clear you.
Every kind of porn between consenting adults.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Sure. I want some snuff. You seen snuff?
No.
See?
But that's not consenting adults. You're not allowed to consent to snuff.
Snuff
illegal.
They're not really dead. Snuff films, they make them, and then they're like not really dead.
Oh.
No, I like the ones... I've seen a couple of them where like I'm watching it, and I'm like, a lot of times when I watch porn, I watch for the actress... the look of her. I don't know her name, but like, oh, that girl's attractive. Let me go down her work.
Yeah.
And see what she does. And then you're like, oh, no, this is a thing where she's going to get like choked or hurt. And then like, you watch it anyway, but it won't be like Master. I'm like, oh, my God, this looks like a bad day for her. But at the, I like some of them at the end when it's over and she had a tough time. They'll show her sitting there like, okay. And she's like, bye. And like, wait. They'll do a clip to make sure you, like, just in case you guys are worried, she's not dead. But I'm like, they could have recorded that before.
It's true.
Like, you don't know if they edit. Like, she could be really hurt, and they're like, yeah, let's just do that anyway. But, yeah, the gay sex, that's crazy to me because that's the reverse. I mean, not only the part where they're having it with the same sex, but also for us, you know, missionary would be the one that makes the most sense because of the parts.
Yeah.
Now, to me, doggy would be the most, make the most sense for men because of the parts. But missionary means you just got, I don't know how it works.
But here's
aren't
the
balls hitting each other?
Here's the thing.
Aren't balls hitting each other?
Are yeah.
balls hitting each other?
No.
Ball on ball.
Missionary?
With dudes.
How would balls hit each other? Missionary?
I don't know. I've never fought the dude.
Balls are more likely to hit each other doggy style.
What?
Think about it.
No. What are they? How, what are you
the
slinging?
Asshole is below the balls, you freak.
What are you saying? No, but like, okay, so the asshole's down there. No, I'm saying that. The asshole's down there.
Yeah.
So you're,
and your dick is on top of your
yeah,
balls.
Your dick is in there, and then you, oh yeah, you're
that basic misunderstanding of anatomy was great.
That would stop me from having the gay sex. Now I'm in. Let's do it. Who's in? Gay sex time. Oh boy.
Oh man, that was fun.
By the way, people that can't see it, I literally was like yeah, myself.
But the thing that makes gay sex missionary work good
I'm
for
sorry.
Gay guys.
That's what made me awkward. Me, I have no clue what gay
yeah.
sex is.
Is that the majority of penises that have any curve to them, it's usually up. So with gay missionary sex, it gives you a better angle to hit the prostate.
You've done more than watch. Your research is. Have you had gay sex?
I have not had gay sex.
You have the, you know, the, you have the, those used to call them the havesies or whatever, the cool third kind. You have the you have the demeanor, at least the open-mindedness. I think if someone offered and they were pretty enough.
There's a lot of famous boys.
What if Ryan Gosling said, let's have this?
100%, yeah, no.
You would really?
Yeah, movie star, oh,
you're,
sexy
but
type guy.
You're attracted enough to him to be able. I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm saying, are you attracted enough? I know when a man is attractive. I know that I can look at a person and go, that's what women find attractive, but I'm not attracted to them in any way and therefore could not even be erect.
Oh no, there's
you ever gotten boners for dudes?
There's dudes that are so pretty that I legitimately get attracted. Yeah, for sure.
I have not. I've never done that. I know that they are. I don't like giant fat women.
Yeah.
But my dick hates them. My dick hates giant fat women. My dick is like a poet. I can be like, they're nice enough people. My dick does not get hard with fat women. But I know if I had to have a Sophie's sex choice
between
fat women and men, it would be fat women. Even I'm most handsome man. I just couldn't. My mind and my body wouldn't allow it.
There's a lot of plus size gals that I really
not
like too.
But at the same time, I know there's a lot of men and women who look at me and go, no thanks. It's not me shitting on them. It's just that it's what I like.
Yeah. I've talked about this on stage before, and I'll try to do it without doing a bit.
Do a bit.
But the only thing that's ever kept me from calling myself bisexual was my standards. Like, for guys that I'm attracted to, it's always like pretty ass Gosling types or whatever, like movie star handsome guys. But for women, it's just like anyone, just any woman. As long as she got a pretty face, I'm attracted to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that way. I need more from both. I need that. I need from women the personality, but I also need, they have to be pretty attractive. And then from men, I need them to be women.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, that's kind of how it works with me. Anyone else?
Let's see. Jason Doyle says, I find pegging really uncomfortable.
There we go.
You got to start.
Go ahead. He's got more.
Oh, I was going to say, you got to start small. They actually, if you want to get into pegging, Jason Doyle, they make thinner ones to start out with so that you're not, that you could gradually work up to like a dick sized one. So if you're serious about it and that's not a joke answer, go on to your local porn shop and find one of them little ones.
Well, I mean, also, I think maybe if that's going to be your answer, you find pegging uncomfortable, Maybe they should start with your mouth because you're obviously a bigger asshole than your asshole is with this answer. So how about that? How about you get skull fucked by a peg monster? If not, this is, once again, why are these the answers? How do you think you're helping? Do you think does anyone writing this think we're cracking up? Do they really think they're going to lose their minds when they hear this, the pegging?
Yeah, they're probably trolling for likes on your status
because
that's something a lot of young comics will do is see a comic with a bigger following than them and then try and be hilarious in their comments. And
I guess they don't know who I am. Once again, I'll put the book link.
It backfired on them. Not one like on that comment. No. Kirsten Logan says sex. Just sex in general.
Yeah, but that's what we've talked about. That's most of this thing. So and I'm happy a female said that.
As I said, I'm inclined to agree with that.
No, I totally understand that. And I think most of that comes from, I can't speak for her. I would think it's your thing where you're like afraid of what you look like during it. I hope it's not that every sex she had has made her feel awkward during. I've always been able, I can't say always. There was a time in my life where I did worry too much during sex about everything but sex, and not but sex, everything except for the sex.
Yeah.
I couldn't complete because I was too worried about everything that was going on in my mind.
Like in your life or
I will go into weird things in life and not be able to do it and then not be able to complete because I can't focus on the effort.
It's a lot more difficult when you have a lot of stress going on in your life.
Well, I always have stress going on, but at least if I'm with someone who I'm not wholly 100% into, then my mind can run.
Yep.
If I was the one I'm totally into, then I'll be good. So what else we got?
Nick Mashad says, when it's with my uncle.
That could be tough. I know her uncle. No, I'm kidding. He's an awkward dude. He always has weird small talk, stuff like that.
Nick Mashad, if you're serious about that, we will call the police for you. Send out a private message.
And I hope people don't. I'm also happy that people are respectful on my page for the most part, where if a girl writes that, I mean, definitely some guy could be like, well, you know, stop calling me uncle then or something. It's like, whatever. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess it'd be awkward with your uncle. I mean, I guess if you're going to go that route, she's not a comedian, so I can appreciate her trying to do that. She's not a comedian. She's just a fan of comedy. She's also friends with Scott McDonald, so obviously she's not that funny.
or that big a fan of comedy.
Right, that big of a fan.
Sorry, Scotty McDingdongs, we don't mean it.
Yeah, the dings. We're just joking with you. But I think it's odd that she made that choice because that's leaving open the idea of that. If she's saying that's what she does it with, is she comfortable with her father doing it? Is she comfortable with her brother doing it? It's just the uncle. In which side from the family is he from?
Yeah, that'd be fucked up if the thing that makes her uncomfortable about fucking her uncle is that she can't stop thinking about her dad.
Yeah, he looks so much like him.
Looks so much alike, and it just makes me so turned on.
So close, but yet so far away.
Emily Mame Ford says, eye contact.
I'm in.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's bad. Eye contact.
I need it.
Oh.
And people don't like that I need it. I like it. I like Missionary because of that. I like knowing they're on board. I like looking into their eyes. Not the whole entire time, but I do like it. To me, my problem with doggy style for the longest time is it was so impersonal.
Yeah.
I needed personal.
The more intimate the situation or the closer physically that I am somebody, the more eye contact makes me uncomfortable. So sex is about...
You can't make eye contact with a podcast. We do this whole podcast. You stare at a bottle of water or your phone, and you don't look at me at all when we talk.
Once in a while, I look up just to let you know I'm still
right, because
alive.
You're only doing it to go, okay, I think he needs me to look up.
Yeah.
It's for me.
Yeah, but we're sitting kind of close. If we're across the room, I'd probably look at you more. That's the thing. The closer in proximity I get to somebody, the less I can make eye contact well. So in that case, during sex...
You're inside them.
I tried
to look.
I tried to...
For everyone out there, you're inside them. Give them a look.
I try to either look at boobs or close my eyes.
But she's right. Yeah, eye contact goes both ways. I know, but that's a big thing with people. Either not enough or too much or whatever.
I get the same thing with like noise during sex, where it's like
noise.
I appreciate the sounds that you're making right now.
They make.
But I'm going to continue to be silent.
Yeah, I'm not I don't grunt or whatever. And sometimes I like dirty talk, but a lot of times I don't want to hear it. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I need it. So I'll be like, chill.
It's like if it makes you feel any better, I'm moaning in my head.
Yeah, that'd be me. People see my outside of my face and they're like, oh, are you sad? I'm like, no, inside I'm having a good time. Same thing. Like, you know, I'm inside. I'm having a good time. What we got?
Kelsey Kerrigan says having to endure the trial and error and embarrassing communication about what you do or don't like before you can have satisfying and meaningful sex with a person.
There you go. We covered that at the beginning, but that's dead on. The hardest part is being afraid of sharing what you like because you're afraid of embarrassment or scaring them off. Or the other thing that I come off as, things that I think are crazy and fun, I found out are prude. And I don't think of myself as prude. It's just the only way I know what I like.
Yeah.
And so you are afraid that if you like someone a lot, you don't want to not be with them because you couldn't bring to the table what they wanted or they don't do what you wanted just in bed. Because for the most part, even though it's important in a relationship to have sex, it's not I know at the very beginning of a relationship people fuck a lot, but it's not – for the most part in a relationship, it's a very small portion of the amount of time you spend together. If you're just fuck buddies, you can't explain – that's the thing too. If you're just fuck buddies, you can't really explain the craziness you like. You're hoping they'll be on board, but like you can't – you'll scare off a fuck buddy. You almost need them to know you better to understand what you like.
Yeah.
That's a very hard conversation for a thing where you just want your dick wet.
Yeah, I don't like to have those conversations whatsoever.
I can tell. You actually – that was the most silent you've been on the podcast. You actually thought about the conversations and you got quiet.
Yeah, I got right uncomfortable there. Here just being
– You're always uncomfortable here. We got anyone else?
Daniel Sasso Sr. says, thinking of someone else.
Yeah. You know what? Usually Dan Sasso Sr. does not bring it to the table. I'm on board with that one. Maybe he's trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But I've had that problem. In my past relationships, when I first wanted that person, there's a funny thing. I wanted that person, I thought about them. But then, even though I still care about them and like them and want them, a lot of times I would need to think about someone else.
It's like a variety thing or something.
I just need to be something. I don't know why.
I get used to it.
But I couldn't. And also, I knew the relationship was close to over because I was like, I need them just to. And that's. I felt weird afterwards because I'm like, they're just there, and they think I'm enjoying them, but I'm really pretending this is someone else.
I can't do the thinking about somebody else thing because I've tried it before and felt immediately guilty about thinking of someone else.
No,
even though the person can't tell I'm thinking about somebody else, it made me feel guilty.
They could tell because I kept calling them that name. It's like, oh, uncle. Oh, sorry, dad.
Yeah.
It's you, Paul Rubens. Just in the corner jerking off. He showed up here too. Fucking Paul
That's
Rubens.
What makes me uncomfortable about sex. Paul Rubens. Sitting next to Paul Rubens.
See, if he wrote that every week, it'd be funny.
Yeah.
And everything. What makes you uncomfortable at music parks? That you walk in and Paul Rubens is there.
Eric R. Monroe says, my gut, her gut.
Guts. Two fatties going at it? Yeah, that could be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be, because if you're both fatty, I think it's more uncomfortable. Like, you know. If you're a portly fellow and then she's a fit lady, or you're a fit person and they're a portly fellow or lady, whatever, that could be worse, I think, because you feel like you're being grossed out. But if you're both slobs, then I guess it could be awkward. I think it's just more impossible. I used to have it when I was in college. I had a T-shirt that said Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
and it was two fat people trying to fuck, and I used to wear it all the time. I'm mad I can't find it anymore, but it was one of my favorite shirts.
I think if I was dating another fatty, I'd be more comfortable with my body.
Would you both wear tank tops?
Maybe. But my girlfriend's lost a bunch of weight this year and is looking real good. So that just adds
to
my...
Does that make you want to lose more weight, though? And get in better shape?
Yeah.
Keep up?
Yeah, it does.
But people get weird. If you're in a relationship and then you start getting in shape during the relationship, other people think you're doing that to get away from them. It's like, it's not about you. I'm trying to just get in shape. I like you. But they're like, yeah, you're getting in better shape so you can get better people. I'm like, well, maybe, but like, that's not why.
That may be a nice side effect of it.
That wasn't the goal.
Oh, fuck.
Anyone else?
James Paul says, and I don't know what this sentence completely means. He says, When I run out of breath from blowing her up. Oh, I got it now. Never mind.
Oh, that was so fun to watch your disappointment in that. Because you thought it was like some cool sex move. Like, I'm blowing her up.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, she's a doll.
Like, I thought he meant he was like really fast, hard fucking or something like that. And nope.
He's just making a joke.
A blow-off doll reference.
Blow-off doll. Ugh. You know, I think it's funny that he runs out of breath. But, like, if you're really fucking an inner tube, you can take a break.
Yeah, she's not going to mind.
She's not going to mind at all.
She won't tell no one.
Yeah. When you only have 20 minutes till lunch is over, so I better hurry up.
Brian Donald said, asking for a discount.
I would think that would be tough. Have you ever paid for sex?
Not sex, no.
What?
I've bought a couple of hand jobs at bachelor parties.
I thought you were just saying you've paid for things. I was like, yeah, we've all bought stuff. I got a sandwich the other night.
Yeah, no, I've bought a couple of hand jobs at bachelor parties from the strip staff or whoever they hired.
Here on the strip staff.
The sex wait staff, the naked waitress, whatever.
So you've paid for hand jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it that you weren't uncomfortable with that? You had to ask, right?
I was drunk.
Yeah, but still, you still had to go hand job.
No, they proposition you. Like, if you're at a stag or something like that. Well, the first time it ever happened, I didn't know what was going on. So
what? Were you out asleep?
There was this plus-size redheaded stripper dancing around me, and she came up and kind of grinded on me a little bit. And I thought she said, "Are you having fun?" So I said, "Yes." But what she said was, "Do you want to have fun?" And I said, "Yes." And she just grabbed me by the hand and pulled me into this room. And I tried to negotiate my way out of it. She was like, "Hand job is 50, blow job is 80, and then sex is 100 or whatever." And I was like,
"Is that good pricing?"
I don't know. But I tried to negotiate my way out of it where I was just like...
You'd think she'd charge more for the sex.
I was like, "Oh, sorry. I only have 30, and they don't have an ATM machine here." And I thought I was out of it.
Right.
And then she was just like, "I'll take 30 for a hand job."
Nice.
And then,
you know what? She understood. She's at a stag. She just yeah. Whatever. She can charge someone else 70 later and make it up.
I was drunk. I couldn't get all the way hard. She did it for like literally like 2 minutes. And I was like, "You know what? Don't worry about it. You're good."
You know what? Take that, Brian Donald. Because Stosh didn't even mean to, and he got a discount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very easy. You shouldn't be awkward with it, with your hack joke. Shouldn't be awkward, because you can get a discount if you're just sad and poor.
Yeah.
You know what? That woman is she's a saint. She understood you needed to have fun, because she asked. You said you want fun. And you're like, "I don't have enough money for fun." She goes, "We'll have fun." God bless her.
I didn't have fun. God bless her heart. I did not
her
have
giant,
fun.
Her giant, fat, redheaded heart.
I would have had more fun back on the floor where the meatballs were.
Isn't that where that was probably the limit you wanted. Would you have wanted anything higher up on the chart?
No, I didn't even want that.
Right, but once you were in there, would you ever want? I would never pay for sex. I could never even ask for that. It's not something I'd want.
Me and my buddies.
I want to know I earned it.
Me and my buddies went to a whorehouse when I was like 19, the Hawaiian Spa in Bridgeport, and me and my friend Chip chickened out when we got there, and then my friend Joe went in there and had sex with a prostitute.
Really? Because you would have thought a guy named Chip would fuck hookers.
Yeah. It's a real whore fucking name, but he did not. He did not whore fuck.
Horrifying. All right, anyone left?
So many.
All right, well, we'll speed through. We're already past an hour. So anything, any good ones?
Raylene Tiskowski says gas. Which?
Yeah, I understand that.
I've had that happen. Not
you.
Not to me, but to my partner.
Oh, I farted. You laugh. That was someone new. Was queef considered a gas?
No.
How about that noise? Does that make you uncomfortable when someone makes a noise like that? Like a
no.
I giggle every time, and they don't like it when you giggle, but I giggle. I'm a child, and I giggle.
I just ignore it.
I don't have to giggle. It's fucking happening. It's like...
Andrew Oh Boy Carlstrom says...
Guy from last week?
The beef, referencing the joke from last time. He also says, serious answer, it's the second grossest thing humans do, which also true.
Is it gross? Why is sex gross?
It's pretty gross, dude.
Why? How?
Because you're getting your parts slimy and then shoving them into each other.
One part?
Yeah. Yeah. She gets her part slimy. Tremendous. You get your part slimy. And
it
then
feels tremendous.
You mush them around.
It's not gross about tremendous.
Objectively, that's pretty gross to me.
I don't think that's gross. Is he saying pooping is the grossest?
He doesn't say what the actual grossest is.
Number two, so number one's pooping, I would guess. Pooping's way more gross.
Yeah, I think vomiting's grosser than both of them.
Yeah, so is blowing your nose. That's gross. Super gross. You're shooting shit out of your face.
That doesn't bother me. I'm a snot
boy.
It's gross. Frank Longo says trying to remember her name in the morning.
Hey-o.
Maddie Flo says the zip ties.
I like that he doesn't know her name, but she gets to sleep over. What a gentleman.
Yeah. Mega Harrison has a real one, feeling judged for being into it as if that makes me some harlot. And then she says also the intimacy, which is both good points.
Yeah, that's weird that she'd be like, if someone's having sex with, I know a lot of guys like that. Like, they'll hook up with a girl, then they'll go, oh, she's a real whore. Like, you know, she fucked me on the first date. It's like, yeah, she gave you like a great time and you guys enjoyed an awesome moment. And then now you're going to call her names?
You like, dislike her because she did you a favor?
You're a fucking child and you didn't earn, you shouldn't be allowed to have that sex. You got to have sex with
Someone. Somebody should take that memory back from you if you're going to be that much of a dick about it.
You had a good time. This girl shared herself with you and gave you what is the greatest gift of all.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, yo, what a whore. But if a guy does that and fucks someone's like, yeah, what a stud. That is a weird thing. I know we're a little past that now, but we're still in that thing.
Yeah, there's still a lot of those dudes out there. I know a bunch of them.
And I know women that say it about other women, too, though. A lot of women say, well, what, did you hear about that girl, Mega? You know, she sleeps with someone on the first date. Like, so?
Well, in the feminist community, that's called internalized misogyny, and there's a lot of women going through that out there.
I didn't ask you to bring big words to this fucking sex party. Get out of here. Good one. I like that.
Ren Jones is finding out he's gay. I hope that's not a real. I hope that's a joke and not a real experience because that would feel bad.
Oh, I mean, listen, I'm sure many men that were gay have had. I know a lot of men that are gay that have had sex with a woman, and I guess they can make her feel awkward after. But that's not really something. If she's trying to make the joke that during sex, he yelled, "I'm gay." That's hilarious.
Yeah.
If he's inside you and just goes, you know what?
I'm gay.
This made me gay.
Oh, man. Even if I came, if I found out I was gay while I was inside a woman, I'd save that revelation till after.
Yeah,
I don't want to make her dysfunctional.
And then become buds.
Yeah.
She can become your fag hag.
Be like, listen, I appreciate you doing that with me.
Thanks for the effort.
I think I'm gay.
But thanks for trying. Anyone left?
Neil Rubenstein having to ask for permission all of a sudden. All right, our first rape joke of the podcast.
Dude, Neil's a good comic.
Great job. Matt Thompson, when you find out afterwards your credit card is another fucking hooker shit. Michael Mitchell says one pump chump syndrome while mounting with a subpar wang.
I've known Mike since I was 5-6 years old.
Yeah.
And Mike has always had a wonderful way with words. So even if you don't like how he said it, I like how he said
it. No, it's worded nicely. It was hard to read because of how it nicely was. I don't think that's a bad one because a lot of people suffer from both of those things.
No, but he's saying that's awkward.
Yeah.
It makes you feel awkward because that's a big thing too. People get very upset about how not everyone has your terrible disease, Stash, your awful syndrome that you're going through. I last long.
I'm saying he's got a good answer.
No, what I'm saying is most people go through that.
Yeah.
Not everyone has to go. I've never seen a 5K or a 10K run for your thing. I last too long. Oh, no. Yeah. Hey, doc, help me.
No, my condition is the only positive sexual thing I bring to the table. Right. I know this.
And then he's right. I've never had that. I've never come early or like before. I've never had premature ejaculation, but I know women that have been with guys, and man, their opinion of that person becomes awful. Like, legitimately, like, I know girls that hooked up with a guy, and before they hooked up, they're like, oh, this guy's awesome, he's this, he's that, he's the greatest thing ever. And then if he comes early or whatever, they're like, what a fucking loser. I'm like, nothing else changed about his life. He just was so excited for you that he fucking showed it early.
Yeah.
I mean, anything, that should be commended. And it will probably ease, if the people weren't mean to this. The problem with one pump chump guys is that usually means they're not having a lot of sex. So they're so excited, their body's so fucking turned on that it explodes. But if these women understood that and then said, okay, I get it, and then tomorrow we'll try again, eventually their body would get used to it and understand it, and they'd probably be sexual dynamos. So ladies, you're missing out.
That's the best kind of dynamo.
That's the only dynamo I know. Anyone else?
Patrick McKinstry says the mess.
Mess.
So I could agree. I once dated a squirter, which I didn't think was in real life.
Oh, they are.
And like the first couple times, it's like cool because you think like you're doing something good or whatever, getting a result. But then after that, it's just like, stop ruining my pillows.
I hooked up with a girl. It was in a hotel. I met her at a comedy show, and we became friendly. It wasn't right from the show. We became friendly on Facebook and stuff. And then one time she just came to a show and said, let's get a hotel room. And I was like, all right. She was incredibly attractive girl, way out of my fucking league. I was very happy with all this happening. Went to the hotel room. She had told me. She said, I'm a squirter. And I was like, same thing. I was like, I've never seen it.
Locked. Yeah.
Didn't know anything about it. Didn't really interest me. Wasn't until it turned me on. I wasn't like, I need to see that. But she was warning me. She says, because it's not like something I control.
Yeah.
It can be embarrassing. She was kind of worried about it. But we were hooking up, whatever. And then it happened. And she wasn't staying with me. She lived in the town that we were at. So I was going to be sleeping overnight in the hotel room. She was just there for the sex.
Yeah.
So she did it. And it's not. To me, it was more like she peed. She didn't, obviously, but like yeah. The bed was so wet. So she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, it's fine. I'll walk you out. And I walked her out, and I had all the sheets with me. She's like, what are you doing? I go, I'm going to bring her to the front desk. So, I went to the front desk, and I was like, I need new sheets. They're like, what happened to the sheets? And this girl, you can see how embarrassed she was. And I said, oh, we spilled vodka on it. And then the woman grabbed them, smelled it, and went, that's not vodka. And then the girl like almost cried and got in her car and actually drove her car.
Oh, Jesus.
She actually backed her. She was so embarrassed, she backed her car into someone else's car and had to like run away.
That's insane.
Yeah, so that can be awkward. The mess. How are you? What's your cleanup game? You guys are done having sex.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship. I'm in a relationship. So to me, I use T-shirts. I have T-shirts that I don't wear
anymore. Oh, I have a sex towel.
You have a sex towel? I call it Zambonis. That's what I like to call because they clean up the ice. Because they clean up the ice. I enjoy the Zamboni. But I'm a gentleman. We don't share a towel or a shirt because I'm the one making the mess for the most part. So I'm like, hey, I put all this on you. So here's a shirt. And then I use another shirt. And then we just wipe off and we're done. And I throw it over and I take it back and it's fine. I don't think if you have one towel and you have to, do you wipe her? You have one towel.
Yeah, I pass.
You're giving the crunchy towel.
I pass the towel over. First of all, I wash it like two, sometimes three times a week, depending.
Right. What if you have sex two or three times in a week and they're day to day?
I don't have sex that much.
You guys don't have sex
all the time? We got busy schedules, dude.
You're still going to sleep, aren't you?
Yeah. But.
You got to give separate towels. You have to get his and her jizz towels.
First of all, no jizz touches them. I already told you about my condition.
Yeah. No, I thought you jizzed afterwards. When you're done, don't you jerk off on her or something?
No.
What?
No, dude. It takes a lot of time and effort.
I thought you said you were good at jerking.
Yeah, but I'd be starting from square one, basically.
No, you're boned up.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Oh. What?
No, once in a while I'll go into the bathroom and finish up in there.
You just leave it and she's like waiting. She has to go to the bathroom. She has to wait for you to go, who wants 1 minute?
No, I don't just run immediately to the bathroom. I'm not a weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
Well, yeah, I am a weirdo.
If we learned anything with this, you're a weirdo.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything else you want to share?
No, I didn't want to share the things that I did share.
We shared way more.
But we had to do a podcast.
I thought this was going to be all me. You shared a bunch.
Yeah.
But and also we learned from me that I don't have any clue how gay sex works.
Or how genitals are lined up.
Not at all.
That was great.
I don't know where genitals are at all. So follow us on all the social media. Help us out with if you have ideas for about like Andrew did before and other ones have too. If you're in a comic or not a comic, just somebody who likes to listen to the podcast and wants to talk about something that makes you uncomfortable, let us know. More importantly, not next week's episode, but the one after that. August 15th, we're going to be doing the podcast live from Comics Roadhouse at Mohegan Sun. We're going to be doing comics. We'll do some stand-up. But more importantly, Sasha and I will be doing the podcast like this, talk about things that are uncomfortable. We're going to ask audience members what makes them uncomfortable and riff on that. We're also going to have the comics who perform do that. Now, we do need a couple more comedians on the show. Now, there is a bringer requirement. I know people get mad at that, but we don't know you. And if you want to be on our show and be heard, your act, everything you do is going to be on the podcast. So you're going to have You're usually terrible. It's not a good credit.
If you're gonna if you're gonna potentially come have a bomb on the show because we don't know you, the least you could do is bring a couple people along with you.
Folks, not be good at comedy, and then like, and then after your set, you bring up something that makes you uncomfortable, or and then you could stay on stage with us, and we have a bigger panel the entire time. But we'll set it up. We'll have fun with that. If you want to do that, you know, message myself or Stash. And let us know if you want to be on the show, and we'll give you the details of what you need to do. But either way, just come on out and see the show. It's only $10. It's at Comics Roadhouse. It'll say Thirsty Thursday with Pat Oates on there, but it's the Discomfort Inn live show. Sash, anything you want to promote?
At Freud Mayweather on Twitter.
There you go. Follow me on Twitter, Pat_Oates, and Instagram, the same thing. Follow Discomfort Inn. At Discomfort Inn Podcast on either everything, Instagram, on Twitter, and our fan page on Facebook. We thank you. Anything else, Stash? You good?
Oh, Stash Makita on Instagram. I just put up a painting that I finished, and I'm going to have some more paintings coming out in the future. Look at those.
Stash can't finish sex, but he can finish a painting. Ladies and gentlemen, that is us. Thank you for listening and staying with us at the Discomfort Inn.